Feel good like sugar and spice, and that's because my prostate is doing great. We've got Dr. Dipin Peric. Dr. Peric, you out there?
Yes, I'm there, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here, because I get these PSA tests. They say I'm okay, but some guys get the PSA test, and it goes crazy on them. Then they get a biopsy over it, and they don't have any cancer at all. Maybe they didn't need the biopsy, and sometimes the biopsy can have very lasting negative effects. So help me understand how somebody can avoid that.
So you hit the nail on the head, Jim. So when a man has an elevated PSA, they're automatically referred for a prostate biopsy. And we do close to 1 million biopsies in the United States. However, only 25% of these biopsies show cancer. That means 3/4 of the biopsies that are actually done should not have been done in the first place.
Wow.
But there's no way to know which are the ones that are going to be positive and which are the ones that are going to be negative.
So did you do a study to show like a correlation so that we have less unnecessary surgeries?
Yes, but we have a wonderful test. In fact, we just published our findings and have presented at several national and international conferences. It's called the 4K score. It's a combination of four proteins which are found in your blood, and along with those four proteins, you also include the age of the patient, you include the prostate exam findings, and you include whether or not this patient had a previous biopsy that was negative. Once you have all this information, it folds it into a calculator, and it spits out a number. And that number gives a man his individualized risk of high-grade cancer,
wow,
of the aggressive type of prostate cancer. So just to give you an example, let's say we have Mr. Smith, who is a 58-year-old, who had a family history for prostate cancer. Instead of just the PSA, which is just one value, it doesn't do anything more than that. We do the 4K score, and it may come out as Mr. Smith, and the 4K score is 25% or 50%. That means you have a 50% chance that you have a high-grade aggressive cancer. That's a very high risk, and that's why you should definitely undergo a biopsy. But then, in someone else, that 4K score may be 5%. And we can tell them that, look, your chances of the aggressive prostate cancer, the cancer that can actually kill you or hurt you, is only 5%. And that's why you're okay to just watch and repeat a test 6 months to a year later.
Wow, that sounds like an incredible improvement in the quality of life of a significant majority of the people that have this problem.
That is absolutely right, Jim. In fact, it will reduce, as you can imagine, unnecessary biopsies almost to the tune of 50 to 70%. And the upside is that you're not missing a lot of cancers, a lot of aggressive cancers. So you may miss a few non-aggressive cancers that are not going to hurt or harm you in your lifetime, because as you know, only a few men will die of their prostate cancer. Most men die with their prostate cancer.
Wow. Well, then it sounds to me like not only are you saving lives, you're saving money. I'll speak like a bean counter for a minute. Sounds like you're saving American taxpayers a lot of money. And I'll tell you something else. It sounds to me like you're going to improve the score of care quality at your hospital, which is another factor in funding.
That's absolutely right, especially in the environment that we are living in, the healthcare environment, especially a cost-conscious environment where we want to decrease costs, at the same time elevate the quality of care that we give patients. So this test really fits right in towards that goal.
Well, doctor, how do people find you? How do people get over there? How do people get to you? Because it sounds to me like there's a lot of men out there that need to find you and get this test.
Absolutely. So, you know, we have a group of 5 to 6 urologic oncologists. That means my team and me, on a personal level, We are specially trained to do only urologic cancers. That includes prostate cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. We are affiliated with the University of Miami and Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. The best number to reach us is 305-243-4000, or I'm going to give you my cell phone, 305-791-6676, and you can reach me, and I'll be more than happy to help any man, woman in South Florida to fight their battle against any GU cancers.
Well, doctor, we have a lot of fans of the New York Jets that listen to the program. They can't really write the number down all that fast, so I'm going to ask you to repeat the general number. I don't think we should give out your cell phone, but I think we can give out the general number again.
Sure.
And maybe you want to give a shout-out to a couple of the other doctors on your team.
Absolutely. It's 305-243-4000. And like I said, we have a very nice, very talented team of 5 to 6 urologic oncologists who only take care of prostate, kidney, and bladder cancers.
Well, all I can say is thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and bringing this high-quality care the way you do at UHealth. Bring all the high-quality care to our community. And I want to give a special shout-out to Madeline Gonzalez, who helps us with all our appointments and all of our visits to UHealth. I got to tell you, go to UHealth, and if you can, make sure you're a champion like my wife and I. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on the show. Dr. Dipin Parekh. Did I get that right?
Yes, you got it perfect. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners for the support to the University of Miami.
Our pleasure. Thank you for making our community a better place. Stick with us. We'll be right back. And when we get back, they're going to let me out of my cage. I'm going to talk about what I see happening in the multifamily market. We'll talk condos. We'll talk apartments. We'll even talk student housing right after this. Take it away, D.